Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
For Nick.
Love it.
That's one of my favorite early Kiss songs, too. Hottest band in the world, right?
Undisputed.
Live music would be nice, huh?
Yeah, it's cool.
Podcast available at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Well, this thought came up.
Cold gin. That's
only
not a drug.
Only thing that keeps us together.
Right.
When I was cranking that in my Chevy Colorado.
You mean the music?
Yeah. From Edwards Auto Group. Todd and Tyler, paid spokespeople for Edwards Auto Group.
Yep.
And I'm driving around Durango, Colorado, and I notice I'm following a Dodge Durango. And I got to thinking, how many cars out there are named after, like, places?
A lot of them.
Because I'm driving the Colorado. Yeah. I'm following a Durango.
Yeah.
Hyundai makes a Santa Fe.
Santa Fe.
There's a Tucson out there.
Yeah, there's a Tucson. Mm-hmm.
I forget who makes the Tucson.
A lot of are crap cars, though.
The
Santa Fe.
The Hyundai Santa Fe is great.
Really?
Yeah, those are very highly rated.
Okay, I did not know that.
I've had those as a rental car more than once, and I liked them a lot. My dad has a Hyundai Santa Fe.
The Malibu.
There you go.
Oh, the Malibu.
The Kia Sedona. Yeah.
That's right, there's a Sedona out there.
Toyota Tacoma.
The Datsun Bellevue never took off.
No.
No, it did not.
Chevy Tahoe.
Yeah, it's kind of Tahoe. That's a place.
Yeah, it's a place. Lake Tahoe. Kia Rio.
Oh, Rio?
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked up a list.
Okay.
You used to have a Nissan Murano, did you not?
I still do. My wife has one.
I think Murano is like a region of Italy.
Is it?
So that's named after a place. The Buick Riviera.
That's what you call somebody. You're such a Murano.
It's a sophisticated insult.
Yes, it is.
I forgot about the Tacoma.
That's right. More drugs later?
Yeah, we're going to get into more drugs. It was on this date in 1882.
Oh, first we have a cautionary tale
for
you.
Oh, yeah. Nick mentioned he sniffed,
The keyboard
computer
cleaner.
That N does. Yeah. It was like 2 days. They could see how, it was.
Tell them what happened.
But Eric has a serious note, guys. That air in a can for cleaning off keyboards killed my brother.
Man,
he had been doing it as a way to get high and still pass urine tests. He dropped brain dead at a Walmart bathroom. No way to go. Good morning.
Sorry, dude, man. That sucks. Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah. I'm surprised I didn't get fired from a job. It was right around when we were doing that. It was like a very briefly.
Yeah, obviously.
They put a deterrent in there now. Yeah, I don't even think I'd be able to speak in complete sentences if it would have been like an ongoing thing. But I'd gotten a job at a bank, and they had a can of that, and it's the opposite effect of helium. It makes your voice go down.
Oh, it does.
So I was there, first couple of days at the bank, and I see this cleaner, and I'm just like, never get to work. They just laughed instead of being like, hey, man, you can't huff the computer cleaner here. You're fired.
They just laughed.
Yeah.
new guy's huffing the computer cleaner. His voice really low. It's funny.
Remind me not to take my money to that bank.
Who hired this guy?
Oh, Kia makes a Telluride. That's a town in Colorado. That's an SUV.
Was on this date in 1882. You might remember where you were when the famous feud between the Hatfields and the McCoys broke out.
What a great miniseries with Kevin Costner and Bill Paxton.
Can you find that anywhere? I think that's on Netflix.
I think it is. It has been at least at one point.
Yeah, it was
if
Paxton.
No, it was Paxton.
And Costner, right.
What a great series that was.
I forget how many episodes. Wasn't a lot.
Six or seven, I think.
Yeah, six or seven.
They were hour long, though. They were pretty long.
Mm-hmm.
Worth a binge.
Oh, it's great.
That's manageable. Well, I haven't even started a new series if it's like, oh, there's five seasons.
This is a mini series.
300 hours.
Miniseries are the best. Knock that out. Right, you can knock it out.
Well, that's what kept the wife and I from jumping into Shameless for so long.
11 seasons.
122 episodes. Well, we're into it now.
Isn't it great?
It is. It's
freaking great.
We've almost finished season one, and we just started it last week.
Yeah, it's amazing. So much more. You get so much more pleasure coming up.
You always say that.
I do say that, don't I?
Especially on Friday.
A study published in the journal Milbank Quarterly found that residents of blue states live longer than their counterparts in red states.
Doesn't surprise me.
In the states where people live longest, there are more progressive policies, including stricter environmental regulations, tougher gun safety laws, and protections for workers and minorities.
More gyms.
For example, California has one of the highest average life expectancies in the country. It also has the most liberal policies in the nation.
That's always been a fact.
States that have invested in their population's social and economic well-being tend to be the same states that have made considerable gains
what
in life
concept.
Expectancy.
You mean the government is investing in their people? That's crazy.
Yeah, this is a stat that you can't argue, and they will.
Yeah, health experts have seen this across multiple states and several decades.
Right.
This is not new.
Not new at all.
You might live longer, but you're surrounded by a bunch of pussies.
Yeah. I've also noticed when you go to California, you can find a lot more healthy restaurants.
Well, you know what? You could live that way in certain places, but you're right. This is a general, it helps the general population when they help people out with health, environmental stuff.
Yeah,
and like you said, pussies. Look at we know we always mentioned these all the time, some of these southern poverty-riven states. I mean, granted, the cities in those states do okay, but, you know, Mississippi's, what, 49th always in education, you know? And they keep voting against their own will and their own, you know, interest. It's ridiculous.
But the people of Oregon, Washington, California, they just seem a little more active.
Right. I mean, well, you said all blue states.
Yeah, there's a lot more to do.
Right.
Colorado.
Well, maybe they've invested in, you know, things for people to do.
Right.
Oh, yeah, like they build bike trails.
Right.
For instance.
Things like that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we need more of those.
Libtards.
Hiking trails.
And Sturgis kicks off today.
Great. COVID Fest 2020.
Super spreader in Sturgis.
Somebody mentioned, though, that you remember that if you look at a lot of bikers, they're not young. A lot of bikers at these events anymore are not young people.
No, I'm curious
that's a lot of death going to happen up there.
The demographic is.
And fortunately, they bring it back to other cities.
Yeah, see, that's the problem.
That's the problem. I don't care. We always say, it's up there. Well, it's not up there.
Oh, yeah. They come from miles around, so they're going to take it all over the country.
Right.
6 in 10 residents of Sturgis supported postponing the event, but there was little they could really do about it. The town did cut back on advertising and sponsored events. They plan to provide virus testing for residents when everyone leaves.
That surprised me.
All right, everybody's gone now. We'll test the town.
Six out of ten said no, because Sturgis makes most of its money this week.
Yeah.
All the shops and the bars.
If you're a resident, aren't you just getting your supplies ahead of time and literally not leaving the house for an entire week?
Probably. If you're not in the business.
Getting the hell out.
Or just leaving. Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't want COVID people in your place either, for that matter.
No, just lock it up and leave.
Yeah, lock it up. Don't rent it out. What was I going to say about that? I'm sorry. It's just disgusting. Oh, no, I know. Somebody was, we had an emailer that was up there last weekend and saw a bunch of signs promoting it, and a lot of them said freedom. Like all the the banners said freedom.
Freedom from responsibility.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I want. Freedom. Yeah.
And an NPR Ipsos poll found that 82% of teachers surveyed said that they are concerned about returning to in-person teaching as the virus continues to spread.
Yep.
77% of teachers worried about their own health. Two-thirds say they prepare to teach, or they prefer, rather, to teach remotely when the new school year begins.
We're kidding ourselves. They're going to be in school for a week or two.
Which brings us to more drugs to do.
Let's do that.
Please.
Except for that huffing crap. And that's actually
Right.
That's not. That wasn't on the list.
And
was
we
it?
Shouldn't do any of these individually. I mean, recreational.
Okay.
Yeah.
we should do more than at least two at a time, you mean?
Yeah. Right. Okay. But not recreational.
But not individually.
But not recreationally.
Yeah. Well, any of them? And don't you just get into weed eventually?
I don't know. I haven't seen the list.
You said it's top 25.
Yeah, we're just at 16 and 15 are Ambien and Valium. We talked about them.
He's not pre-reading.
All
right. Because I might get it right the first time.
Good point.
Yeah. Don't do them individually. Do them in a group. It's a lot more fun.
No, don't do them in a group.
Find your combo.
Right. Well, you got to do them individually to find out which ones you actually like.
It's not like stacking Pringles. You're not supposed to put different flavors on top of each other.
Cheeseburger and a ketchup together.
Right. Yeah. Don't do that.
That was excellent.
Don't do that.
I mean, ideally, if you're doing these, if you have to do them, you should have one person there who's not doing it so he can keep an eye on you.
And even then, he's talking recreationally, which we say don't do.
Right.
Klonopin is at number 14 on the list. It's a tranquilizer.
Was it the Michael Jackson thing?
No.
I've heard Klonopin.
Propofol.
Klonopin's pretty bad, though. I know.
Yeah.
I had some tingling nerve issues, and they gave me Klonopin for that.
Did you like it?
Not really.
Oh, was that restless leg? When you had a restless leg that time?
No. That was when my hands were falling asleep.
Oh, that's right.
I would wake up, and my hands would be numb.
Right. Now they'll be up all night.
Yeah.
Were you just laying on your arm wrong? Is that why?
I know.
Did Klonopin work?
It just kind of went away. No, I didn't really feel any effect from the Klonopin. I have a whole bottle of that at home. I should just throw it away.
Yes.
Somebody just fell over.
Really?
You got a bottle of that stuff?
No!
Throw it away?
I wake up with my hand asleep a lot, but it's usually under a pillow, and I've got to use the other arm to drag it out and then hang it off the bed.
Yeah. Been there.
Ritalin is the number 13th most commonly used recreational drug in America, according to this survey.
I've heard that can be easily abused.
A stimulant.
Yeah. That was for kids with
ADHD.
Hey, we got booze.
Oh,
Nebraska Brewing Company. Thank you for the booze.
And more questions for Craig. More questions for Craig.
All right.
It's an envelope.
Oh, no. I don't want to tick those people off. methamphetamine is at number 12 on the list.
Don't do that, kids.
Of the most commonly
crank.
Used drugs.
We used to call it crank back in the day, but yeah, it's meth. Stay away from meth.
Is that just no, that's not it. Speeder is just amphetamine.
That's right. Right.
Methamphetamine is
meth.
Then you fold in the brake fluid and other things that aren't good for you.
Yeah.
All right. So they say, Happy International Beer Day. There's no questions. They just wanted to hear me yell like I did yesterday at Tyler for asking stupid questions. Enjoy a beer or two and have a great weekend. And Dylan did not lick the envelope. Thank you.
Oh, good.
That's thoughtful.
Thank you, Dylan.
It is.
He's a good listener.
He did yell.
And a good provider of beer.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
So we
and booze, they got cocktails there, too.
Yeah. The NBC team.
Thank you, Dylan. Appreciate it, man. Nebraska Brewing Company. Thanks. Let's say the whole name.
Yeah, that's what it is. Right. Nebraska Brewing. We certainly appreciate them a lot every week.
And you're right, you did stab me for no reason yesterday.
I wouldn't say no reason.
Yeah.
Methamphetamine at 12. People have done that.
We've done it. We've done it.
Still, they're saying, according to this.
You never done meth, did you, Nick?
No.
Don't do it.
I got called a pussy at a party once for not doing
it. No, don't do meth.
This girl had her foil and her straw and went to hand it to me. And
by the way, we did it before it was cool, and it was, you know, it was a brand new thing.
You were going to smoke it off a piece of foil through
a big
pan.
Yeah, she had a foily.
Yeah.
I just snorted it.
I've been there.
Don't do it. Bad drug. Bad drug.
Yeah, I would advise strongly against that one.
Yeah. And Danny says...
Loves Tramadol, right?
Go Tramadol. Tramadol's at number 11.
It is. Okay,
Almost cracked the top 10.
Danny from Wichita loves Tramadol.
Oh, yeah. Danny wrote an email at 7:10. Does anyone know what number Tramadol is at? And I said, it's on there. Stay tuned. So we made him wait an hour.
Danny loves Tramadol.
What number is tramadol?
11. Like
11. Okay.
Doesn't quite hit the top 10.
T95 or home in Wichita. Thank you, Danny. Danny loves tramadol.
I don't care for it. They gave me
I don't know what it is.
After knee surgery. It's a painkiller.
Okay,
it just killed the pain.
That was it.
No buzz.
That's right. No buzz.
What the hell? Yeah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hayley Williams of Paramore showing her fans what 2 decades worth of headbanging does to your skeleton. She tweeted a photo of an x-ray of her neck.
Yeah.
It shows the loss of the neck curvature in her skeleton.
I don't know how they do that, because I remember seeing bands, you know, when I was in my 20s, and just as a joke, we would just bang our heads for a while through 2-3 songs, mm-hmm. and we wake up the next day and go, "What the hell we do last night? Why are we all so sore?" I can't imagine these guys getting older and older and older and still doing that. You know, the Slipknot guys all had to get spinal surgery.
I think it's like 5 out of 9 have had the vertebrae fused in the neck.
The Megadeth guy, he did.
So they all had cervical spine issues.
Yeah. Because
Megadeth
head banging.
Mustaine's head's been banging like that the whole time. You know, other rock and roll, they don't do it like that continuously. But there's speed metal's huge when it comes to that.
Yeah, this is Hayley Williams of Paramore.
Do they keep headbanging after the surgery?
Good point.
Or is that just it?
That's
probably not.
Assumes.
Yeah.
Well, I think
you're not.
Well, no,
you
I think
just stand there static. You gotta bob your head.
I think it was Tom Araya from Slayer. He said one of the reasons they were shutting it down. He says because he can't headbang anymore, and when he plays, he wants to headbang.
You want to rock, right?
You know,
rock,
it's just part of being up on stage. He's like, it's not fun anymore.
Right. Slayer.
Yeah, I've had the cervical spine issues since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And the vertebrae will eventually start deteriorating and smash together, and you get pinched nerves. So they shot me up with something, and it's alleviated it for the past year.
But it didn't give you a buzz, so screw it, right?
It was one of those things that they're using for corona treatment.
Was it dexamethasone?
That's it. Okay. That's what they injected my spine with, dexamethasone.
Well, maybe you're immune to COVID.
Oh. Not bleach or ammonia that they
that's
put in there with the COVID.
Yeah. Right, because this was a cervical spine issue.
People are saying you can do that.
Oh. Bleach cures everything, doesn't it?
Right? And even then, we didn't know a lot about COVID.
Yeah, he killed guys that way, too, by the way. There were guys that drank that back in the spring.
They're drinking hand sanitizer.
Yep. Right, and they're dying from that, too.
Yep.
That was about a year ago when I had that procedure.
This study might stun you. Over a 6-week period, a few hundred male students at the University of Westminster in London were stopped as they entered and exited the dining hall during the dinner hours. They were asked to partake in a research study focusing on their health and eating habits, but the study really focused on how their varying levels of hunger affected their breast size preferences.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah, who commissioned that study?
Hungry dudes like big boobs? That's the theory we're trying to prove?
Hungry dudes might like small boobs.
Well, okay, yeah.
I like them all.
All right, hang on here. We'll
get I really do. I don't have a preference.
9.5-toed Luke.
Hey, bud.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up with you?
I'll start off with this. I feel bad for that the singer for Paramore.
Oh, yeah?
I feel bad for her boyfriend if her neck's messed up.
I'm with you on that. I thought about that too myself. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, you know there's some limitations going on there. Just lay there.
It seems to be a theme among the texts the group tech that's been running around lately.
A lot of oral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tony especially.
Yeah,
has been dwelling on the oral.
Yeah, we got to get Tony in the group, though, because a lot of the stuff that Tony sends, we see it in the unofficial Todd and Tyler page.
Yes. Oh, I know. I know.
So we're a little immune to what he's sending.
Yeah, we kind of are. We kind of are, right?
I wanted to call and tell you boys that we've got a anniversary coming up tomorrow.
You and your wife?
Oh, not the picture.
The picture. The birth of 9 and a half toed Luke is tomorrow.
By the way, there's one of our listeners on that page. They messed up their toe. Did you see that photo?
Yeah, there was a conversation going on.
Okay.
You might want to go check that out.
I will.
That ass had tagged me in it when he posted it. I don't know why. Anytime there's a foot injury,
yeah,
I get brought into it.
Well, you're 9 and a half toed Luke.
You're the name. You're an expert.
Dude,
how many years?
I don't need to see that. It's been 10 years. My oversized mulatto boy turns 10 today, and it happened the day after he was born.
That's
so.
Right. 10 years ago, he slipped under a mower and cut half his foot off.
Okay.
And half his toe off, and he shows that photo once in a while. You'll probably share it again today. It is so
brutal. Oh, I'll see that tomorrow on the anniversary, and I got to keep calling you guys because Todd was the one that gave me the name.
All 9 and a half toed Luke,
did I?
Yeah. No, yes, he did.
I think it might have been me. I think I typed it up on the screen, and Todd just ran with it, and stuck.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, so it's the Michelle Bachman birthday of your. Is it your left or right toe?
It is my right toe.
All right, Michelle Bachman birthday.
Shredded,
Luke's.
The way. It's shredded.
Yeah.
It's vomit-inducing photo.
It's his big toe.
Which I love when I see it, though. It's hilarious.
Popped off half his big toe.
Call me when you start eating dinner, Tyler. I'll make sure to share it then.
Shut up.
I don't know that you put a before and after picture up yet, have you?
I'm not going to show the new one.
Yeah, the new one.
I've told you guys, it's just like an eagle's talon right now. It grew back. The nail grew back, but the toe didn't.
How many sheets do you rip with that foot?
Actually, you know what? If I don't cut this thing in a while, it's like a huge pain.
Yeah.
Can you even wear flip-flops anymore?
Yeah, nobody should wear flip-flops.
Yeah, actually, I do. Because a lot of people don't just look down, you know, unless they know me.
Yeah.
They don't look down at my feet. So, yeah, I do. And I'm black, so I wear flip-flops and socks anyway.
I just didn't know if you had enough toe left to actually hook on to the little flip-flop
thing. How many times has your woman woke up with a lacerated calf because of your talon?
I'm starting to regret that I called in here.
Love you, bud.
All right.
9 and a half toed Luke 10 years ago. Yeah, you'll see that floating around the internet if you follow the show. And it's pretty brutal.
Hey,
it's gnarly.
Yeah. Boob study coming up next.
Yes.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.